Hey. Good morning, Fish.
Would you care to debate that formally?
No, I just assumed you had one once in a while.
Why, just because I always go around with a pleasant look on my face?
Well, I guess you could say that.
Sometimes you have to look deeper into a person.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry. Something wrong?
I don't think so, unless you think there is something terrible about taking separate vacations.
Between you and me?
Good morning, Fish.
It won't work. I tried that already.
I suggest separate vacations. Right away, Bernice thinks I'm using it as an excuse to have an affair with another woman.
That's ridiculous. You couldn't do anything like that. I mean, you wouldn't do a thing like that.
If you could.
I mean, you're much too,
old. Hey, man, come on, you never get too old for that. I mean, that's what they say in all those articles and books they got out now. Haven't you ever seen them?
Reading exhausts me.
Hi, guys.
Well, 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 don't we look classy?
You know, with that suit, he's either getting married or he's dead.
I came by to pick up some things. I'm going to Cleveland.
He's dead.
Yeah. It's about Cleveland. I thought you were working at a DA's office.
Well, I am, but I gotta escort this guy up there. Come on, inside.
We're flying out this afternoon.
Who is he?
His name is Frederick Clooney. He left Ohio to avoid prosecution.
For what?
He's got two wives.
Good Lord.
So one in Cleveland and one in New York.
You a Mormon, Mr. Clooney?
No, I'm not.
He's a glutton.
No, actually, I'm a Gemini. You know, the twins.
Ah.
Everything I've always done in life has always been a twos. When I was a kid, I had two dogs, two cats. It's got to be a habit with me, I guess. You don't suppose the judge would take that into consideration, do you? Extenuating astrological circumstances, so to speak?
Maybe, if the judge is a Capricorn. But if you catch a Pisces, you're in trouble.
You gotta throw the book at him.
Guy's got no respect for the law. No respect for women. And I got a chauffeur him all around the country. Well, Joe, that's part of the job.
And boredom is the rest of it.
If you guys wanted romance and excitement, you should have joined the Navy. Being a cop is going to Cleveland.
Well, my name is Woolen. I was told to come up here. It's about something I found.
What do you got?
Well, I was on my way to work. I'm an accountant for a plastics company when I noticed this file folder laying in the street.
What's in it?
Well, now, I'm not the kind who pokes around in refuse, but this didn't look like anything that anyone would throw away, so I picked it up. There's money in it.
Really? How much money?
$3,500. Well, obviously someone lost it, so I'd like to turn it in.
Somebody see you pick it up?
I don't think so.
Does anybody else know you found this money?
No,
There's nothing else in here. No identification, no name.
I realize that.
You know, Mr. Woolen, if you ever decide to run for president, you've got my vote.
Thank you. You're an accountant, right, Mr. Woolen? I mean, they don't make much money, do they?
Oh, I get by.
Mr. Woolen, you're a very honest man.
I have to go to the bathroom. But it can wait.
There you go, Wojo. Have a good trip.
Sorry to leave you shorthanded.
We'll muddle along without you.
Barn, do you think they'd mind if I drove to Cleveland?
Why would you want to do a thing like that? You can fly there in an hour.
I just want to look at the countryside.
Take my word for it. Looks better from up there.
Only it's so high.
You gotta go up in the air. Otherwise, you hit the trees, the buildings.
I guess so. You're Barn, I don't like to fly. I mean, it's not that I'm scared or anything like that.
No, of course not.
Even little kids fly nowadays.
Oh, sure, nothing bothers them.
Well, it bothers some of them. And the rest of them, I guess they're just too dumb to know the difference.
That's the way kids are. Would you? If you'd really rather, I could probably arrange to have someone else.
No, the tickets have my name on them.
You know, Woj, all of us have to do things that we don't like to do. I mean, take me. I don't like to go to parties. Harris doesn't like to do paperwork. Yamana.
Yeah, I don't like to do anything.
That's my point.
It wouldn't be so bad, Barn, if I didn't feel so helpless up there. I mean, anything happens, and bam, you wind up on the end of someone's putty knife.
Graphically put.
And I feel like I got no control. It's frightening, you know, Barn?
It's a question of learning to trust people.
I do. Only not up there.
Wojo, there are no guarantees, but sooner or later you gotta have a little faith in the law of averages. And in other people's ability to perform. Otherwise, life can be pretty frustrating and lonesome, you know. Huh?
Yeah. You gotta go, you gotta go. No, you don't.
Of course you do. But what I'm trying to say is, you have to take chances. Well, you ought to understand that. You're a cop.
Right. Yeah. You got a job to do, you go out and do it. Even if it kills you. Barn, you got another minute?
All right, here you go, Mr. Woolen. A receipt for the money. We'll keep this here in the safe. And if nobody claims it in 30 days, the $3,500 is yours.
Boy, that's a lot of money.
It certainly is.
Suppose somebody claims it.
Then some grateful citizen will have benefited from your honesty.
And I'm out $3,500.
That's about the size of it.
Well, it's been nice meeting all of you.
Yeah, you're one in a million, Mr. Woolen.
Yeah, I won't be able to sleep tonight.
You, keep in touch, Mr. Woolen, huh?
Oh, I shall. Yeah, I shall. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. You see there? I mean, it does pay to keep your eyes open, you know? I mean, there's no telling what you're liable to pick up out there in the streets.
Yeah, that's how I met my second wife.
Hey, Woj. When's your plane leave, man?
A few hours.
Hey, Wojo.
Yeah?
Did you take out any flight insurance?
Why?
Here's a buck. Take some out and make me beneficiary. It's just a gambler in me.
I don't think that's very funny.
Oh, take it, take it. I'm just trying to help you. I never won a long shot bet in my life.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, 12th Precinct Terrace. Oh, yeah, hello, Bernice. Yeah, just a minute.
Fish?
Yeah. It's your wife.
Hello? Guess who this is? Bernice, I don't have time to play games. What's the matter? Do we have to discuss it now? Bernice, love and vacations have nothing to do with each other. One is designed for rest, the other is not. Bernice, people who hate each other go on separate vacations. People who love each other should at least be entitled to the same privilege. She hung up.
Yeah? Well, personally, I admire people who make quick decisions, you know? I mean, none of that mamby-pamby. Goodbye, I'll talk to you later. You know? Call me next week. Yeah, have a nice day. No. Quick, right from here to there. Quick, finish.
Yeah, Nurse, you've flown a lot. Where's the best place to sit?
Depends on whether you're interested in safety or fun.
I want the law of averages on my side.
Hey, man, you already got that. I mean, any place is safer than this city.
Personally, I like to sit just behind the wing.
Nobody asked your opinion.
People with two wives don't have opinions. They just nod a lot.
Hey, what's up? Here's something for you. I think you might be interested in, you know? Take it on the plane with you.
Fear of flying?
Take it on the plane. I mean, I think you'll enjoy it.
It's not one of those scientific books, is it? Like a lot of big words?
No. Little words. As a matter of fact, most of them only have about four letters.
That's a lot of those.
Can I help you?
I would like to see Frederick Clooney. I'm Mrs. Clooney.
Oh, are you alone? Well, he's right there.
Gloria, why'd you come here?
They told me where you were, Frederick.
Gloria, there's nothing more to say.
Oh, I realize that. I just came to say goodbye.
Gloria, you're going to find somebody new. You're going to build a whole new life for yourself.
There's nothing you have to say, Fred. I understand perfectly. May I use your bathroom?
Oh, certainly. It's right over there.
Nick, Wojo's away. We're going to have to make some changes in the duty roster. You and Chano, it'll be Harrison Fish. Then to,
who's that?
Mrs. Clooney.
Which one?
Ours.
Hey, are you all right?
Oh, I'm fine now, Fred.
Oh, that's my girl.
Goodbye, Fred.
Goodbye, Gloria. Hey, what's this?
Sleeping pills.
Oh. You didn't leave me any.
That's right, Fred. When I say goodbye, I mean goodbye.
Gloria! Hey, somebody better stop her. She just swallowed a whole bottle of sleeping pills.
I better get in there while I can.
Wojo, get on the phone to Bellevue. Tell them we got a possible OD. Mrs. Clooney, what was it you took?
Corey, why'd you have to do this to yourself? Isn't it enough that you're sending me to jail?
It's not important, Fred.
Well, it's stupid of you to throw your life away like this.
Please, Fred, don't be abusive. I'm trying to maintain some sense of dignity in a difficult situation.
Fish, get on the phone to this pharmacy and find out what it was she took.
Right away.
How are you feeling, Mrs. Clooney?
Oh, embarrassed, disgusted, alone, deserted.
Deserted? I'm not deserting you, Gloria. They're taking me to Cleveland by force.
It's the only way I'd go.
Do you feel any pain?
Just very tired.
Oh, I don't think she should go to sleep, Harvey.
I'm going to have you stand up, Mrs. Clooney.
Yeah, Miss Clooney, come on. We want to keep you walking, huh? We want to keep the blood circulating. Everything's going to be fine.
Hey, why don't you let me out of here? Maybe I can do something.
I think you've done enough already, Mr. Clooney.
Now, Barn, emergency service unit's on the way, but they want to know what she took.
Yeah, okay. Anything yet?
They're looking up the number, Barn.
We're checking.
Okay, hold on, we're checking.
He was charming, intelligent, fun. Of course, I had no idea that he was with me.
I was going to tell you 100 times, Gloria. I didn't want to wreck everything.
Thank you. It's secobarbital. The prescription called for 50 capsules.
Hey, could that kill her?
It could kill all of us.
Secobarbital, 50 capsules.
Secobarbital, 50 capsules.
We had two phones, two cars, two beds.
Too bad. They're going to be here in about 10 minutes, but in the meantime, we've got to get her to empty her stomach. You know,
hook shot.
Nick.
Yeah, I know. Give her some coffee.
Keep pouring it in her.
Two cups ought to do it.
He started taking trips out of town. Sales meetings, he said.
Oh, Gloria, that was just on the kid's birthday. What was I supposed to do, send him cards?
John, don't forget. Barney, she's really getting heavy. The stuff's starting to get to her.
Fish,
hold your tingle. Easy, does it.
Barney, you take cream and sugar?
Hey, is she going to be all right?
Well, just keep your fingers crossed, Mr. Clooney.
Hey, look, does your wife in Cleveland know about her?
Of course not. I was going to tell them both at the same time.
See that? Sure. That's why he's got two phones.
Hello there.
Did you forget something, Mr. Willen?
No, I was just wondering if anybody claimed the money yet.
Look, we told you to come back in 30 days, not 30 minutes.
Who's this?
It's Mr. Woolen. He found $3,500 in cash and turned it in.
Really? It's very honest of you, Mr. Woolen. Listen, if you ever decide to run for mayor, you got my vote.
I already promised him president.
I could have given him kids. I've got a great body for kids. I feel like my mother. She had four boys, three daughters, and one husband.
It's funny, Marco.
I can't. It's making me sick to my stomach.
It happens to all of us, Mrs. Clooney.
Have I come at a bad time?
Oh, it's just a possible OD, Mr. Willard.
Well, that's a shame. Is she an addict?
No, she is not. She's a jerk, Mr. Woolen. A romantic, idealistic, naive jerk.
Gloria, stop saying those things about yourself.
Oh, shut up, Fred.
Hello, Mr. Woolen.
Is there something we can do for you?
Well, I was wondering. Now, I was halfway to work when a thought occurred. Couldn't we put that $3,500 in the bank? That way it'd earn interest, and if somebody did claim it, well, there'd be a little left
over. I'm afraid we can't do that, Mr. Woolen. That would constitute legal ownership, and that hasn't been established.
Oh. Well, it was just a thought. Sorry I disturbed you.
It's okay, Mr. Woolen. Just come back at the end of the month, huh?
Has anybody ever turned in that much money?
I don't think it's ever happened. No, Mr. Woolen. No,
did you?
Yes.
Oh, God, Fish, hold her for a second, will you?
I have got a great body for kids, baby.
Please, lady, I got a hernia.
I had a double.
Come on, give us a hand. Easy does it.
Okay, Mrs. Clooney.
Oh, here we go. Please, let me look at him one last time.
You gotta keep you walking, Mrs. Clooney. Oh.
Oh, God. God, I had the hots for you.
Don't give in. Hang in there, baby. Don't give in, darling.
Barn. It's getting late. I think I'm going to have to miss my plane.
Got plenty more where they came from, Woods.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, Harris. Yeah, thanks. Okay, yeah, we'll get it downstairs right away. Barney? The emergency service unit is pulling up outside.
Good. Fish, come on. Let's go.
Denise called while I was out?
Emergency service unit is downstairs. Come on, get her out.
Oh, great, great. You're going to be fine, Mrs. Clooney. You're going to be all right.
Oh, so long, everybody.
Goodbye.
Thanks for the coffee. Okay. Goodbye, Fred. Oh. Forgive me.
Oh, there's nothing to forgive, Gloria. Darling, it was all my fault.
Manners. Breeding. You gotta love the guy.
Okay, Mr. Here we go. We'll be fine.
It is? All the way to Cleveland?
Thanks.
Sunny and fair.
Yeah. Near a storm is in Fiji.
When do you leave?
1 hour.
Have a good time in Cleveland.
You could be the first.
Hey, can we stop at that hospital on the way out there?
Nope, no time. Don't worry, you can get one phone call. You can make it from the airport. Which wife you call is your business.
I gotta call that hospital and find out if Gloria is all right. On the other hand, I should call Barbara and let her know I'm coming.
Twelve Precinct, Harris. Yeah, hi, Bernice. Yeah, hold on. Fish will be back just in a minute. Yeah.
Hey, Nick. Hey, you're a hero, man. The guys downstairs said you saved their life with your coffee.
That's in very poor taste.
She okay?
Oh, yeah. She's going to be fine, but they're going to throw away the ambulance.
I won't be going out to lunch until April.
Fish, Bernice is on the phone.
Make it June. Hello? Is that you, Bernice? That felt good.
Could I borrow it for a couple weeks? Yo,
tú sabes lo que es eso? Makes you want to go.
Made it back in one piece.
Just got in.
How was the flight?
It was okay.
Good.
Oh, Yamana. Got your dollar back.
Oh, you didn't buy the insurance.
I decided to go cold turkey.
Oh, keep the book. It's bad luck now anyhow.
Hey, Wojo.
Hi.
How'd you like the book?
Oh, I loved it. But hey, it's not about airplanes.
Oh, no?
No, it's about this woman. She goes to Europe and a whole bunch of sexy stuff happens.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know why they call it Fear of Flying.
Well, were you afraid while you were reading it?
I never gave it a thought.
Need I say more?
Warren?
Yeah?
I got a confession to make.
What's that?
I got sick on a plane.
Oh, listen. Happens to everybody. I myself have used those little bags many times.
What little bags?